Next, let me ask, what purpose did they have in following such a path? They didn't immediately leave Judea and enter the cities of the Gentiles, but traveled within its boundaries. But how did they convince without performing miracles? For if they truly performed them, it was the result of God's power. However, if they performed no miracles and still prevailed, the event was even more extraordinary. Did they not know the Jews? Tell me, and their malicious habits, and their hearts full of bitterness? For they even stoned Moses after crossing the sea by foot, after the victory and the miraculous triumph they achieved without bloodshed, threw his hands over the Egyptians who held them in bondage, after the manna, after the rocks and the springs that gushed forth from them, after countless miracles in Egypt, at the Red Sea and in the wilderness. They cast Jeremiah into a pit and slew many prophets. Listen, for instance, to what Elijah says after the terrible famine, the amazing rainfall, the fire he called down from heaven, and the unusual burnt offering. He was driven to the very ends of their land. Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I am the only one left, and they are seeking my life. However, those who were persecuted in this way were not disturbing any rules. So tell me then, why would people pay attention to these men we're speaking of? For on one hand, they were less important than any of the prophets. On the other, they were introducing radical new ideas which led the Jews to crucify even their master.